Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Exodus Project, a journey through the scriptures with the music of the Vigil Project. This is Bill Donahue, your guide by the side from the Theology of the Body Institute. Exodus chapter 1, verses 8 to 14. Then a new king who knew nothing of Joseph rose to power in Egypt. He said to his people, "See, the Israelite people have multiplied and become more numerous than we are. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them to stop their increase. Otherwise, in time of war, they too may join our enemies to fight against us, and so leave the land." Accordingly, they set supervisors over the Israelites to oppress them with forced labor. Thus they had to build for Pharaoh the garrison cities of Pithom and Ramses. Yet the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread, so that the Egyptians began to loathe the Israelites. So the Egyptians reduced the Israelites to cruel slavery, making life bitter for them with hard labor at mortar and brick and all kinds of field work, cruelly oppressed in all their labor. As we enter into the second step of our Audio Divina, or musical lectio, I just want to mention a story about music as a language. Dr. Peter Kraft, who teaches at Boston College, wondered once what we would speak in heaven. Would it be English, Spanish, Latin? He said, "I think we're going to speak music." Music truly is a universal language. And as we enter into this time of prayer, based in the music of the Vigil Project, let's really let ourselves hear the voice of the cello and the violin and the piano. The sound of the violins, the very beginning of this piece, to me, speak of a longing, of a kind of a heaviness, even a weight on the heart. So my prayer instantly enters into that posture. I am a moaning, groaning ache for God. My prayer is a turning towards God, a thirst for Him. As the Israelites suffered so much oppression, so much weight, I allow myself in this prayerful position to speak with the voice of the aching violin. I allow myself in this time of prayer to long for God. As I feel the sound, the tone of the piano, as it pierces into the voice of the violin, it raises a kind of an alarm in me. It's a clarion call for me to look up, to sense the importance of this moment. All of us are oppressed. All of us suffer the weight of original sin. These voices of these instruments now are turning our hearts, our minds, our very bodies to God, to the God who alone can deliver us. As we move now into the third step of our Audio Divina, the meditation or meditatio, we've established the place, the experience of the Israelites. They are suffering greatly, and yet they are persevering. They are, in fact, increasing and multiplying. I think about that for a moment. I feel the music start to pick its pace up a little bit. The music itself seems to echo the fertility and the growth of the Israelite community, even under oppression. I sense also in this tempo that's increased the fear of the loss of control of Pharaoh. In this meditation, I feel through the music that I have to press in, that in my struggle, in my own suffering, whatever it might be, I have to keep showing up. I have to work. I have to put my heart into what I do. I have to carry my cross. And carrying that cross, working through that suffering with God's presence, increases the life of grace in me, multiplies the experience of God and the need for His grace in me. I see it echoed in the lives of the ancient Israelites. I see it experienced in my own life when suffering comes. I see it in the culture. I see it in families that I know. I see when suffering comes, when oppression or weight comes, we have the power to multiply love. St. John Paul the Great once said that perhaps suffering is in the world in order to unleash love. Let's feel that weight of glory upon us more than we feel the weight of slavery from Pharaoh. A greater glory that in suffering we can also long for this salvation. Having read sacred scripture, having put ourselves in a position of prayer, rooted in the sounds of the music and the voice of the instruments, meditating on the scene and the lessons that Lord might be putting in our minds and in our hearts from this scripture and with this music, we now enter into a time of contemplatio or contemplation. This experience is complete receptivity. It is not so much a work of the mind as in meditation, or words from our lips as in oratio, prayer. Contemplation is now resting. So listen to the music and let the Lord's presence be felt. This is a time of drinking more than thinking. conclusion of our prayer is an actio, or an action. Having spent time receiving from the Lord's word and receiving the great gift of music, what has it stirred in our hearts as far as living out what we believe, living out what the Lord is calling us to? The theme of this chapter from Exodus is certainly about suffering and oppression. As we look up and out in our world, we can certainly see suffering and oppression everywhere, at many different levels. But let's not look at the whole world, let's look at the 20 feet that surround us. As we step into our life today, who is suffering or who is oppressed around us in our family, perhaps our coworkers? Let's pray for the grace of eyes to see those who may be suffering, those who are under the weight of a modern-day Pharaoh. It could be financial burdens. It could be an addiction. It could be the frenetic pace of modern life that is putting a heavy weight on the shoulders of those we love. Let's let our action today be to walk with, to suffer with, and by being present to others and our own suffering in the light of God, may we too increase and multiply love as the Israelites multiplied under the weight of Pharaoh. Lord, we ask you that you would bring your abundant grace to us, that we realize even in the darkness, even in the suffering, that life is growing, that strength and perseverance are being perfected. Lord, bring to fruition the good work that you've begun in us. We praise and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This episode of the Exodus Podcast is brought to you by the Vigil Project and the Theology of the Body Institute. To listen to music, purchase your copy of the Exodus album, and learn more, visit thevigilproject.com.